There has been much attention and much talk paid to binge drinking among college-age students. But what about high school students? That's what the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research wanted to find out about. As part of its annual Monitoring the Future study, researchers collected data from more than 16,000 high school seniors surveyed between the years 2005 and 2011. Developmental psychologist Megan Patrick was the lead author of this study. Megan, what did you find?
So this is the first study to document rates of having 10 or more and 15 or more drinks in a row, which we call extreme binge drinking, in a national sample of high school students. And so what we found was about 1 in 10 high school seniors has had 10 or more drinks in a row, and about 1 out of 20 high school seniors has had 15 or more drinks in a row in the past 2 weeks.
That is stunning. Were you surprised by that?
The rates were higher than we expected.
Yeah, that because when you're talking about something like 15 or more drinks in a row, that's not just worrying about a youngster, you know, being drunk or driving drunk. That could kill them.
Exactly. These levels of drinking can result in very high blood alcohol levels, which can lead to blackouts, alcohol poisoning, accidents.
What about in Michigan? Were there trends that you could talk to us about that you found in our state?
We did not look at states specifically, but we did look at rates by region of the country. So students in the Midwest had relatively high rates of extreme binge drinking compared to students in other regions of the country. We found that almost 13% of Midwestern 12th graders reported having 10 or more drinks in a row, and over 7% reported having 15 or more drinks in a row in the past 2 weeks.
Has anyone tried to kind of parse together why that is?
You know, we know that drinking overall is higher in the Midwest, and so that's also true for teenagers.
What about boys versus girls?
So boys engage in more extreme binge drinking behavior than girls, but it's also important to remember that the same level of alcohol use can be riskier for girls if they're smaller in size, mm-hmm. and also that women metabolize alcohol differently than men.
Were you able to piece anything together with respect to urban versus suburban versus rural?
Yeah, so kids in rural areas also engage in more extreme binge drinking than those in suburban and urban areas.
What do you hope will be done with the results of this study?
Well, we hope that the study will bring awareness to the issue and that it will promote efforts to reduce these behaviors among high school students in the U.S.
And what kinds of conversations do you think should be happening at home between parents and these high schoolers?
So parents definitely need to be talking to their kids. And there are some great resources from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism and the National Institute on Drug Abuse about how to do that.
And you got kids who at that age feel pretty invincible, don't they?
They do, and we need to remind them that bad things can happen.
Megan Patrick was the lead author of this binge drinking study done by the U of M Institute for Social Research. Megan, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.